countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly. On RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, I just want to go briefly to Cathal Doherty, who's a statistician with the CSO. Good morning, Cathal.
Morning, Damien. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Now, you've a reminder for farmers out there.
Yeah, so the Centres of Agriculture would have been hitting farmers' doorsteps, I suppose, from the start of September. And we've had a good response to date. I think about 90,000 farms have come back. Of about 140,000. So we're just going out with some reminders at the moment just to remind those who haven't responded to please oblige. So.
Right, so you're trying to gather information about how many cows there are in the country or cattle?
Yeah, exactly. So a wide variety of information we're trying to collect from the farmers, yeah.
Right, and their age profile and all of that. Would you just give me a quick brief, I suppose, what are the key trends that you've observed over the last 100, since 1847 you've been collecting this data?
Yeah, it's an incredibly long series of data. It goes back to just after the famine times, 1847, and kind of over time, yeah, we would see a lot of trends. I suppose the most obvious one is the number of farms, which would have been about 400,000 back then, around the mid-1800s, and it would have dropped to about 350,000 in the mid-1900s. The 80s, it would have been about 260,000. And then from the 90s onwards, you're talking about 170,000 farms down to about 135,000 most recently in 2016.
Right. And what about cattle numbers? Because that's a topical issue at the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. So cattle, as people would probably guess, would have risen. So it's been rising from those early 150 years ago to the 70s. There would have been kind of peak in the 70s at about 7 million. We would collect data in June. So traditionally, so obviously numbers would fluctuate over the year, but kind of in June you would have seen about 7.5 million in the 70s, and since the 70s up to now, fluctuating from kind of 6.5 million up to 7.5 million from the 70s up to the present day. So big fluctuation. But obviously if you drill down to maybe dairy or something like that, like recently there would have been a sharp increase in dairy numbers from 2014 up to the present day. So you can see the overall trend, or you can drill in and see other particular trends depending on what you're looking at.
All right. So since the 70s, about 7.5 million. But as you said, since milk quotas disappeared, more dairy cattle in the country. And this census will help you get a handle on that. Finally, what's the point of the census? What information, how can you use the figures?
So kind of like we've just been talking about, there's different trends that we're going to look at. It's kind of our 10-year update to see how the structure has changed. There's other things like the gender profile, the age profile. This will be the most up-to-date gender profile, the most up-to-date age profile for agriculture. It's an EU-wide programme. Every member state in Europe has to complete the census of agriculture. So it will feed into planning and policy decisions across Europe and in Ireland.
OK, so if you're one of the farmers out there, and as you said, a good response so far, 65% have returned them. There's another 35%. They're in a drawer or they're on the mantelpiece, or they're somewhere. Just fill them out. You'll be sending a reminder out this week, but get them filled out because it's very important for everybody's future. Cathal, thank you so much.
OK, thanks, David.
Lovely to chat to you.
Thanks to the community for obliging. They're always great to get the farms back. So thanks to everyone.
All right. Lovely to chat to you there. That's Cathal Doherty there of the CSO.